This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. It's great to get back on the air. We've had some incredible events unfolding. First off, I just want to say happy birthday to Michal Ledwith. It's actually his birthday, and any of you out in the Yelm area, you might want to give him a call, give him a big hug, send him a cake, send him a present, something. But the man's an awesome contribution to society. His videos, Deep Deception and How Jesus Became the Christ, are actually on our website. And if you haven't gotten those, I would definitely get those because, you know, for any people that are recovering Catholics and trying to figure it all out, they're a godsend. They're amazing videos. And also, Renato Longaro, it's his birthday too as well, another dear friend from Peru. And he was at the last Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference along with Michal. And his famous words are, "I got it, I got it." And that was when he was filming the ships flying over the sanctuary there. We had quite a few people out in the field during the last day of the conference, and the ships did come in, and we had four in a row come over. And I let him borrow my camera, and so he actually filmed all four ships, and that's been going all over the Latin American countries. Unfortunately, you're not seeing it in the U.S. Media because they seem to be doing something else. But we did get some good coverage. We just had ABC come out again, and Fox News came out a second time. And they did cover the ships coming in. But it's really strange. Each time the last reporter was out there, a beautiful ship came in, powered up right over his head. And he promised that he would say what he saw on the air, and it didn't happen. So I don't know what's up with that, but it seems to have to be a reoccurring pattern. And we give him awesome footage, just undeniable footage of ships landing, morphing into three, going back to one, taking off, triangle ships, everything. We give him awesome footage, but it never seems to hit the air. Just the ambiguous stuff seems to hit the air. But anyway, overall, they did a pretty good job with that. And Renato did an awesome job of filming the ships coming in. I know a lot of the speakers, Lisa Renee's in the video. I'm standing there. Quite a few other speakers, top speakers were in the video, in the field at the time when these ships were flying over. So, you know, it's kudos to him, and we can't thank him enough for doing the work. And I know both their websites. I know Michal Ledwith's website is hamburgeruniverse.com. And you can send him a nice email, happy birthday email. And RenatoLongaro.com is the other website, but it's under construction, so you may not get through today. You might want to wait till tomorrow. There's so many things going on. I wanted to talk about this Hawaii trip. It was just phenomenal. When we came to Maui, it was quite interesting. We hooked up with several groups. We went to the Kunlun class with Rich Romer over there in the yoga studio, Maui Arts Yoga Studio. And that was an awesome class. We did the basic Kunlun, and we brought in all the higher dimensional beings, and people just had their socks blown off in that class. And it was quite fun. All the way up to the end where we had somebody trying to challenge me. And it was quite an interesting program going there. I just said, yep, you're right, and have a nice day. But anyway, that was quite an awesome event. We also got together with some of the top healers and other practitioners on the island for a little gathering, and we'll have those photographs up on the site, but it was just amazing. We had a small baby that was observing all the orbs and all the other activity there, and we could see what was going on, and so we moved over to that area and pulled out 16 chairs, I believe, and we all began to get initiated, and these beings came in, and we did our usual process of bringing them in, and we had everything from masters to Andromedans to Palladians and you name it coming in, and actually got the photographs of these massive light spheres flying overhead, making turns and loops, and pretty amazing footage. So it was quite an event, and everybody pretty much got their socks blown off on that one spiritually. So it was a lot of fun. Moved over to Kauai, and we did our event over at Geo's Yurt in Hawaii, and can't thank them enough for hosting that event. And we went through the same thing. We taught one of the self-mastery courses and also had people introduced to Kundalini. And that was an amazing event, too. And we met some of the old ancient ones on the island, came in to assist. And some came in for healing. We did clearings on that. And then we had the usual group. We had Kazekiel come in and some of the Pleiadians and Andromedans, and they all came in to make their presence known. And got a lot of emails afterwards, people just saying it was a life-changing experience for them. But, you know, made it real. So they're all really happy with that experience. But I know his yurt's never going to be the same because we anchored some pretty incredible energy. And on the trip here, the day I landed here on Kauai, I had a dream, like a vision. It was when you're half in and out of you know, sleep, basically. It was in the morning. And I heard this really loud noise. It was kind of going, it was like a wind that was increasing louder and louder and louder and spinning like a vortex. And then I asked what that was, and they said there was going to be a cleansing. And it happened like nothing before. We actually had this vortex storm. The pilot said they've never seen anything like it, and it was like a giant vortex over the island. It was spinning and swirling, and they had something that people on the island that have lived there for over 32 years said they've never seen before, and it was vertical lightning. Because most of the lightning is horizontal. It just shoots across the top of the sky. And this lightning was coming down and slamming into the ground with full bolts on certain areas in the island. And I know there had something to do with the cleansing and shifting, you know, of those areas. But it was quite amazing. And they had huge flash flooding. We had to drive across rivers just to get back to where we were staying. And the power was going off and on and went out for a while, and which is one of the reasons why we didn't go on the show last week. And because the power popping on and off, everything went down on the island. It was a mess. There was rivers going across the roads, and we had to drive across a couple little rivers just to get home. And we were on the high ground, so you can imagine what was happening on the lower areas. But, you know, it was quite an interesting event. There was a lot of other things going on the island, and you know, as far as the you know, people were having experiences and energetic experiences, and a lot of processes going on where it seemed to throw everybody into process and a very deep process. So some of us felt it, you know, in our group, we all felt a major cleansing and releasing process, and I think the whole island felt it. That's what it seemed like to me anyway. The some of the other things going on the island was, you know, they had, you know, some pretty big storm surges. The you know, lifeguards had signs up everywhere saying, don't get in the water. Which was kind of a bummer because we were trying to get in the water at least every day and have been doing that pretty much after the storm. We've been getting out and getting a lot of snorkeling in and saying hi to all the beautiful parrotfish and rainbow fish and trumpet fish. And it's been a lot of fun and actually a very well needed little bit of a downtime and vacation for all of us. The whole East Eddy crew has been working really hard, and we've been putting on one class after another, and we need a little downtime for some R&R to build our energies back up, and what better way than to jump in some nice warm salt water and go and swim with the fishes. But anyway, that was, you know, quite an experience, and definitely I feel much more recharged now. A lot of people are asking about the resignation letter, and there's a lot of misunderstandings about that letter that basically I wrote to the UFO community. And the main reason I wrote that letter is because watching over the years what's happened to the UFO community has been very sad, especially when you look at the conferences and the you know, the people who are on the boards that are deciding who gets the podium time, and also the airwaves as well, as those deciding who gets on, you know, the radio shows. And some of the major, supposedly paranormal talk show radio shows that are supposed to be covering UFOs, et cetera, are seeming to spin things in a very, very dark way. And that's why it got to the point where there was no room anymore. There's actually no room to work, no room to wiggle. You have all of these other people that are painting a very, very dark picture. And all you're hearing about is Roswell. You know, they're keeping it in the past. They're keeping it into black projects, military projects. And they're keeping the information very dark, foreboding, you know, mutilations, this. All you hear about is Gray's abductions and the threat. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, after watching a lot of people actually leave the field, and I still hung in there, and a lot of women actually were pretty much pushed out of the field. They were just tired of defending themselves and against these other darker forces. You know, I just decided, you know, there's really nothing to lose by writing this letter, and I felt it was important to write this letter so people could take a very good look at the field and look at the boards that are deciding who speaks at these conferences, look who's on the board, and you know, just be aware that you're not getting the full picture. The majority of the universe is benevolent. There are incredible beings out there waiting to assist us. We need to rise to the occasion. If we continue to live in fear and separation and againstness and keep this dark, fearful, suspenseful program going, they can't really work with us. And that's the sad thing about it. It's very hard for them to work with us unless we are moving in that direction and rising to the occasion, because these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, and they're here to help, and they're the ones, you know, that have the real power. They have full use of creational energy. And, you know, in the interest of national security, these are the ones we should be aligning with to help us clean up our environment, help us end disease and war. You know, they've transcended all of this. They have the fuel of energy technologies. They're here to help, but, you know, they're not going to do everything for us. And they're not going to help people that are going to be shooting at them or trying to worship them or fear them. You know, they can't trespass or force their way on us, even if it means that we take ourselves out as a civilization. They're going to do all they can to help us out. They think a planet and a civilization is a terrible thing to waste. But the problem is that we do have to rise to the occasion, and we have to make a collective effort to move in that direction. And hopefully that letter will shine a bright light on these organizations and where they're going, because they are taking you on the downward spiral. And it's very sad that that's what they've chosen to do. And they become very hostile towards people that are trying to take you on the upward spiral and move out of all this gloom and doom and darkness. You know, so, but anyway, be sure and check out who's on these boards. I mean, you'll see a lot of military. You'll see a lot of CFR, card-carrying holders, New World Order people. Even when they say there's no New World Order here, you'll see some people that are heavily invested and in the back pockets of the New World Order on these boards. And check it out for yourself. You know, you know, also to the military industry, they see everything as a threat. And they haven't risen to the occasion to get the big picture and find out what's really going on out there. And very few have. I think Robert Dean is one of them. He's one of the grandfathers of the UFO field, and he's brought out some wonderful information and speaks very highly of these advanced beings, of which he seems to has experienced. You know, there's a few others out there that are bringing in, you know, the information. But overall, the field has become very dark, very foreboding, and very negative. And there are reasons for that, because the more they can create fear and suspense and the more they can create a threat, the more the military and the government's job is necessary. and they can keep those funding, you know, all that funding going into all these projects because, you know, they as long as they keep a threat. And now that's the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, and that's the disclosure project. And I keep getting emails asking me, is Obama going to disclose? Is Obama going to disclose? And my answer has always been, why are we waiting for the government to disclose what we already know? Time CNN poll said 86% of the people believe that UFOs do exist and there is a government cover-up. So the vast majority of the people already believe UFOs are real and the government's covering up. So, you know, by those numbers, you know, all the numbers are in the high 70s, you know, 80s on up, a lot of the different polls they've been taking. So basically the cover-up's over. You know, the vast majority of the people know that where you're being lied to. They know UFOs are real, and they know there's a major cover-up going. So what's the point? And who do you serve when the mass majority of the people are saying, look, we already know. Why are you continuing to cover this up? Who are you working for? You're not working for the people. You're not working for the majority. Who are you working for? So these questions really need to be asked, and these tough questions aren't being asked, and that's the sad thing about the field right now is there's some very tough questions that are not being asked, and there's a lot of people that are spreading a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and a lot of them don't even know they're being played. You know, they're just being played like pawns, and they're being given information. They want to jump on the air and tell everybody about this, and it's a major leak, you know, but the leak was intentional. And it's just, again, to, you know, move things in a different direction. So as far as them telling the truth and letting us know what's really going on, have they done it in the past? No. Will they do it in the future? Probably not. Will they spin it on in their favor? Probably so. You know, the past, you know, if you go by what's happened in the past, you know, they're probably going to spin it to, you know, keep it a threat going or spin it some way that they can capitalize on or remain in control. Now, I want you to really think about this. Our country is not really our country. It's governed by the oil industry, the war industry, and the pharmaceutical industry. So when you have some extremely advanced beings that have transcended war, disease, and they have the fuel of energy technology that could clean up the planet, and they have other technologies as well that could help clean up the planet, who are they a threat to? And guess what? The main people, this corporate dictatorial democracy that we live in, are threatened by the presence of these beings because they're here for you. They're here for the little people. You and I and all the people out there that really want to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life in peace. That's who they represent. And does our government represent that? I don't think so. So when they represent the corporate, you know, boys who capitalize on disease, they capitalize on war, they capitalize on continuing to keep people enslaved through dependency by these gas belching machines, you know, we call autos. So the truth of the fact, or the fact of the matter is basically we haven't needed tires, let alone fuel, for a very, very long time. We've had anti-gravity, we've had counter-gravity. We've had fuel with energy technologies. I've seen it. I know it exists. It can't get out there right now because of these major corporations and other things going on. And a lot of people have died trying to get this information out. So, you know, the bottom line is that when you have an enlightened being down here that's trying to awaken the masses to what's possible, they don't last too long. And they're being shoved out of a system that seems to chew them up and spit them out. And unfortunately, that's what the very UFO community is doing right now. They've become exactly what they're created to avoid or to uncover or whatever. They've become the censors of the real information. And there's many reasons for this censorship. The biggest reasons are the disinformation boys are out there and they've heavily infiltrated the, you know, a lot of the different radio stations. They've infiltrated the conferences, and you know, they're very adamant about not allowing these more spiritually and technologically advanced beings to have any focus whatsoever in these events. Because they do carry with them fuelless energy technology, they live in peace with the rest of the universe, and they pretty much have conquered and transcended disease, material lack, everything. They're far beyond all that. So how do you keep your position of, you know, your elitism going? You know, how do you keep your position of power with a group that sees everybody as equal? You know, how do you continue to enslave the masses through dependency when these beings represent total independence and sovereignty? How do you keep the oil companies going with the fuelless energy? How do you keep the big pharmaceutical companies going when things can be healed very quickly and safely through energetics and spiritual technologies and other processes that they're fully aware of? And we need to really think about this. You know, what is really going on, and why are we not asking the tough questions? You know, so, you know, the tough questions are coming up right now, and you know, there are war and disease profiteers. That's why you still have wars. The disease profiteers are the ones behind these major flu epidemics. And I hate to burst your bubble, folks, but it is being sprayed overhead. All you have to do is go up and look at the headlines. Other nations have actually captured some of these planes that are spraying these deadly biologicals, these pandemics, and they've downed these planes, and they want answers. And the whole European nations are calling out saying, hey, you know, why did we have to buy all these flu shots and take all these flu shots? This wasn't an epidemic. You know, this was nothing like what you said it was going to be. And now they're finding live viruses in the flu shots. So, you know, figure it out. You've got mercury. You've got Lyme viruses. The mercury totally collapses your immune system. It starts killing off your brain cells. They've got detergents in these things. They're very nasty. And not a good idea, you know, to be putting those kind of things in your body. You know, so if you want to know how these pandemics get spread, you might want to look at these major pharmaceutical companies. Just follow the money. It's that simple. Follow the money, and you will see the people behind these things. But this is the good news is this is all being exposed right now. The apocalypse actually translates to the great uncovering, and we're in that right now. We're in the apocalypse, the great uncovering, and a lot of these companies, especially through the internet, are all getting busted. The real news is getting out there. Leonard Horowitz and a lot of these other people are bringing this information out ahead of time, and now they're being proven to be correct. A lot of these conspiracy theory people are not really off the mark as a lot of people think they are. They, matter of fact, they're right on. You'll find out that, you know, today's conspiracy is tomorrow's news, and it gets very ugly. But anyway, going into that, you know, we've kind of covered the resignation letter and why, you know, I've chosen to write it and write part two. And I've also, I'm not leaving the field. I want to make that very clear. I'm still operating within the field. I'm still writing newsletters. This radio show is part of that as well as our outreach to humanity, you might say. The East Eddy Ranch is still fully operational, although the snows are coming, and when the snows start hitting a little too deep, we are going to close down. It's just too hard to get in and out, especially if we get another 10 feet of snow. It's not going to be easy to be getting out of the ranch. But, again, we will open up in spring and continue to teach the self-mastery classes, the Kundalini classes, and start to bring in a lot of other speakers that, especially the ones that have been pushed out of the loop and that are not given a voice. We're probably going to have the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. It looks like we're going to go for it and do it again. We're not sure how the economy is going to hold up because they've got a lot of little tricks planned, you know, around January, mid-January. So heads up for that one. You might want to, you know, keep an eye on that, because right after Christmas there might be another major shenanigan, you know, pulls as far as the economy. But, you know, we are going to continue. We're going to continue doing the process-oriented therapy. We're going to continue to, you know, teach the classes as I talked about. And we're going to bring other speakers in and other people in to do workshops and classes. And hopefully, if things hold it together, we'll have the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference again this year. Last year, we had quite a show, quite a few ships. We got a lot of footage of giant triangles. They're all over YouTube. We've got a lot of, you know, metallic physical ships appearing in people's photographs. At the conference, a spectacular orb photograph and a lot of bizarre pictures, you know, that we've been taking, you know, during the self-mastery and the Kundalini classes, where people are actually disappearing. And you heard it right. They'll be sitting in their class practicing Kundalini or doing one of the guided meditations that we do in the self-mastery classes, and the next thing you know, they're gone. And then they phase back in again. And this is becoming a reoccurring situation at the ranch, where people are phasing in and out. 1 minute they're there, the next minute they're gone, and then they phase back in again. And it's been happening to me for quite some time now, and I have a belief about that, is that it's concerning the future and, you know, where we're going in the future. So basically, what's going on is that I believe that, you know, towards 2012, there's going to be the old, you know, talk about people, you know, it's kind of like a rapture, but I want to give it a big biblical tone. But it's all about frequency and different timelines and people moving into different timelines, moving back and forth and stepping just out of this frequency enough to where they're in another world and not in the world as we know it. And we're seeing a lot of that happen, where people are in between worlds. They're popping back and forth. And I think in 2012, like the Hopi prophecy says, there will be two worlds. And the world of, you know, the war profiteering and disease mongers and all that program, and people that align with that world and misuse of technology, that world is going to come to an end. And it's on the downward spiral of evolution, and it'll eventually completely collapse and be done away with. And then there's a new world where people want to live in harmony with each other and the planet, and they're very close to the earth and living a wholesome spiritual life. You know, there's no competition, there's only cooperation, and those people are going to continue, and that world is going to continue. And now I'm seeing the physics to back it up, and I'm seeing it actually happening firsthand. So to me, it's you know, before when I heard this, I thought somebody was telling me this was going to happen, and I actually had masters tell me this was going to happen back in 1982, and we talked about this. But what I'm seeing is that it's just becoming a reality now, and I didn't have the background in it. So when I hear stories like this, I go, okay, yeah, that's possible, or you know, that's a little too much for me to accept right now, because, you know, I need a little more information before I can accept this. So I put it up in the interesting box, you know, to pull out later. And now I'm pulling it out later out of the interesting box. And now that I have a greater understanding of, you know, physics and different timelines and how this could be possible, and I'm actually seeing it happen in my own life, and with people that are coming up here to the ranch, it's all coming together and making sense right now. And so there's many theories about there, you know, many world theories, parallel universes, different timelines, you know, a vibrational continuum that you can actually raise in frequency, become less dense physical, you know, altering the DNA, everything. All this information is all coming together, and it's making this a reality. And we're all having a chance to experience this. So, but anyway, those are the major things I wanted to talk about. We are still fully operational at East SETI. People are still coming up and seeing the ships. what's amazing is I'm getting letters, and I'll probably be on some major radio shows pretty soon to talk about the letter, because people have asked me to come on some shows. And you know, one of their main questions is especially some of the Australian networks over there, they said, you know, it doesn't make sense if the ships are there and they're still there and they're continuing to come, and you have all of these people coming to the ranch, literally thousands of people, top internationally known lecturers and speakers, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Air Force base commanders, and people like this. They said, doesn't make sense. You would think these conference speakers, the coordinators, and, you know, these certain radio stations, whatever, would be jumping all over this. And they said, it doesn't make any sense. And I told them, I said, you're right. You know, everything you said is correct. And there's only two possibilities. One is that there's extreme jealousy afoot here. Or two is the disinformation is just so thick and the media is so controlled that even within the UFO community, it's very controlled. And, you know, that can only be the two possibilities, basically. And I've seen both happen in the field because, you know, we deliver. We have the evidence. The ships come on time. We had Paranormal State come up here. The ships came in exactly when I said they would. And they came in where I said they would. They had the cameras rolling, and they even admitted it, you know, on the show that we did say when the ships and where they would come. So this has been a redundant thing. We've done it with several news crews, and unfortunately, a lot of times they cut the footage, but we have the raw footage with some of them that actually show the events happening. So it's been an ongoing, redundant situation here, and there's, you know, again, there's only a couple reasons why people are ignoring it. Now, I heard something. The only reason that one group said that they would not have me on is because I'm self-promoting. And to me, it's ridiculous, mainly because one of the things I always forget to talk about my books and my videos and promote that. And the people that do the interviews always have to remind me, hey, you know, you've got books and you got videos, talk about them. You know, you've got the movie Contact Has Begun. And by the way, right after that went out, the trailer's got 23 million hits. And if this isn't news, I don't know what is, but apparently that's not important to those that are controlling the podium and the airwaves. And so, you know, this is an international thing that's going on. And what's interesting is the mainstream press is picking up on it even more so than the UFO community. We've had some very famous people come out from the UK to the ranch, and they had incredible experiences, and they're airing that. And they got some great footage of the ships, and that's happening. You know, we've had Fox News, as I said, come out, ABC's come out, Evening Magazine came out, Good Morning America. All of these things, different, the version of Good Morning America, I should say. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but for the Pacific Northwest. Oh, it's AM Northwest. That's what it is. Came out. So anyway, we've had all of this incredible press, and we do have it on the front of the website. You can actually see the press that's come out, and it's more mainstream that has come out too with the interest in the ranch. It's kind of crazy. I've seen extreme jealousy within the UFO community, you know, because basically, as I said, we deliver. You know, we have the witnesses, we have the footage, and we continue to deliver redundantly, but for some reason this isn't important, you know, to these groups. And that is the main reason I wrote that letter, is to put attention on that, is that who are they? How can they call themselves you know, a UFO conference, or how can they call themselves a paranormal talk show and UFO talk show? I mean, how can they go there and put up these huge fronts, but yet underneath completely avoid the situation that's happening here, which is ongoing contact. It makes no sense whatsoever. And as a lot of the other talk show hosts in the United Kingdom and, also in Australia and, other countries as well, Latin countries, they can't understand it. They go, what is going on? What is going on with the U.S. and their UFO community? So I think it's time for people to start asking the tough questions and really, taking home just saying, hey, this is ongoing. It's still happening. The witness log is phenomenal. You've got triple PH Boeing engineers happening there. Why is this being censored? Why are you not covering this? And keep hammering on these groups and find out why they're not doing it, and why are they pushing such a dark, negative agenda consistently? And I think it's very important that, the people speak up and they start saying it like it is, and ask them what is going on, what is happening within this community. Because right now the mainstream media is doing a hell of a better job of covering these events happening at the East Eddy Ranch than the UFO community. I know I'll probably be on some shows coming up here. I know, I'm trying to think of some of the shows coming up. There's some in Australia. William Henry actually asked me to come on his show and talk about this, what's going on. Now, William Henry actually witnessed these UFOs. He was out in the field when one large UFO came over and it pulsed. And when it pulsed and it powered up and it hit this huge field out, it hits you right in the heart. And those people who are awake, who are sensitive, feel it. They feel this extreme spiritual technology. And he was in the field and he felt it. And he said, oh my God, he said, and we asked him, did you see that? And he goes, see it. He goes, I felt it, So a lot of these people, mainstream people have been up to the ranch, all the disclosure people, Alfred Weber, Dr. Michael Sala, Angelica Whitecliff were there. They've all been up to the ranch and they've seen these ships. And, there's some other UFO investigators. Steve Moreno with PSI Applications was there. He's seen so many ships that, and he's actually photographed and videotaped quite a few. But a lot of groups have come up, and even a lot of MUFON groups have come up and have seen the ships. But there were some MUFON groups that came up with a very negative intent and tried to debunk things. And the funniest one was when Above Top Secret was there, and Johnny Anonymous, who is the spokesman for Above Top Secret, was in the field. And this woman comes up and hands him the card and says, look, these guys are not professional, they're not legitimate, these are nothing more than satellites. And she said, you should go to Above Top Secret and look at their sources and how they check this out. And he goes, ma'am, he goes, I am Above Top Secret, and he said, we do have all the gear out here. We have J-Tracker and Heavens Above and everything else. And he said, these are not stars. These are not satellites. These are not meteors. And there's way too many of them. So anyway, over and over we keep running into things like this, and it seems to never end. I wanted to open up the lines now for anybody that wants to call in and talk about some of their experiences. You can talk about your experiences at the ranch or whatever, and give some numbers and give us a voice on how you feel about, the UFO community and where it's going. And this Disclosure Projects, too, is that, why do we have all military people in the Disclosure Project? Where are the other people that are out there, the people that do have a better handle on things as far as the benevolent beings? And it'd be good to start, hearing from those people. But the call-in numbers are 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756 if you want to call in and give yourself a voice. Now, I do understand how the Disclosure Project does want credibility, and they want to get people with heavy credentials and people within top, you know, government positions to spill the beans on this. And I think that's great, moving in that direction. But again, some of the people came up to the ranch and they asked me, they said, hey, how come I'm not on the docket? You know, how come you're not having me speak on the docket? And I said, that's a really good question. How come I'm not on your docket? How come I'm not speaking at your conferences? And they go, that's a really good question. And so, and I told them, I said, I'm trying to give a voice to the people that are trying to create change for the better, that are trying to bring in the more benevolent, the very spiritually advanced beings. And I want to focus on a very high consciousness and energy and bring people together that have the same focus. And that is what brings the ships in, and that's why we are so successful. So I'm not putting down that program, but I'm saying let's give a balanced view of what's happening. The vast majority of the universe is benevolent, and there are a few troublemakers out there, not that many. And the whole focus is going on the negative and the regenerates, you might say, or the low-level contacts. They're getting the whole focus, or everybody has their neck cranked back to the past. And that's how you control the masses and you control the minds of the people. And some people are willing participants in this and don't even know they're doing it. And I think now's the time to wake up and smell the coffee that there's a whole other program going on. Looks like we have a caller. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Damien. I was up there quite before 9/11 a little bit ago. Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, I've been having a lot of visits by, I believe, interdimensional beings here lately. And they, I have a couple questions about them, like what exactly they look like, because I'm getting some big-eyed individuals. I don't believe they're grays because I'm feeling a very spiritual energy coming from them.
I think they have the big black eyes.
Yes, they do, but they seem very tall.
Yeah, I'm not sure
just,
exactly who you're
Hello? Sorry. Who
you're working with. There's so many different groups out there. If they feel good, but just be sure, you know, that you know, when they work with you, that, you know, they're not trying to create any exclusivity or, you know, keep you from making your own personal connection with spirit or anything else. You know, when you work with them, always make sure there's a loving, service-oriented presence, you know, when you're working with these beings. You know, it's hard to tell without, you know, asking the other beings what's going on and finding out. If you send me an email with the information about the experiences that you're having, I can look into it later and probably find out which group is contacting you and get a little more about the information.
Yes, he's been asking for ascension and, you know, genetic healing. So I've been feeling it. I've been seeing some swirls around. I called at the bare end, and a woman told me to check out energetic synthesis. And, yes, it does relate with what I've been feeling.
Have you checked out Lisa Renee's work?
Yes, that's who I am talking about.
Okay, that's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. It sounds like we've got another caller on here. I don't know. Another one coming in, but is there any more questions?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and take that other caller? Thank you very much, James, and I will be contacting you through email.
Great. All right, send me an email. All right, do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, you do. Good evening, greetings, aloha. This is Lana Keela from Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm planning to come up to the ranch soon. I've always had many experiences with the Galactic Nations and stuff like that through dream state and they've always been loving, wonderful experiences. And I've even been to the 21st universe, and the beings there, I knew I was at the 21st universe because the beings actually told me where I was, and they're just such beautiful entities. They're not male, they're not female, just really beautiful, warm, loving entities. And I wish that, you know, the government and other sources would really just go ahead and release this information. It's all true information. I know what it's like to for things to be shut down on you, because I'm a former presidential candidate as well. And so I've experienced that stuff as well. But I want to say to you, thank you so much for your efforts and for coming out and staying on board and letting people know this is what the deal is. And soon it's all going to be revealed.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. What do you feel about? I always feel the real disclosure is actually going to come from the skies, and it's good to have a ground crew, you know, and people working towards that. But I think it's just a matter of time, and probably within the next year, that they're going to make their own disclosure, and it's just going to be undeniable. They're going to be seen, you know, everywhere around the world, just as they have been appearing around the world, but. The news crews and everything else are just going to have to deal with it, because they're going to be seen, you know, over major cities all over the world, and there'll be just no way of avoiding it.
That is very true, because when I moved here, I'm originally from the East Coast, and when my partner and I moved here, I had a very lucid dream, and the message was, this was in August as well. This message was, we are going to appear in massive forms, and our appearance will no longer be denied. And that was the message that I got. So I'm looking forward to it.
Did they give you any kind of timeline?
They didn't give me a timeline, but they were saying very, very soon. Very soon. So yeah. It's like I got the fried chicken ready and the music so that they can taste it, you know. But they were really talking about very, very soon. From my own intuition, I get between now and 2012.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I pick up.
They told me there's going to be a lot of changes coming up here, major social economic changes, you know, just from 10 on out, which is just, you know, a couple months away, and 2010 on, that there's going to be major changes, and they need to be here for those changes to assist, you know, as much as they can to get us through these challenging times. And they are going to have to make themselves known to do that.
Exactly. Well, we're looking forward to it, and I'm just going to continue to do the work and spread the word and put information on my websites and stuff and keep people posted. And I always tell people, give me 90 days. If I'm wrong, you come back and you tell me. And I've been doing that since 16. I'm now 47, and no one's ever been able to come back and tell me I was wrong with information. So, and I look forward to meeting you when we come up there.
Oh, yeah, it should be great. Well, keep up the good work, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming on the show. I think we've got another caller on the line. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. My name is Brett.
Hey, welcome to
the show,
Brett.
Hello, my name is Brett.
Yeah, welcome to
the
show. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, this is Brett calling from South Florida. I wrote a couple of emails to Sean Took, trying to get a hold of you guys a little while ago. I'm a student at college studying chemistry and forensics, and I've had all kinds of near-death experiences all throughout my life as a child with allergies, and then I cut my leg off and almost died from infections. And then a few years ago, I got really sick, and I went to the hospital twice, and I almost died. And I was there for a week, and they did all kinds of tests, couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. But in the meanwhile, while I was in a hospital, I had this huge psychic awakening. I mean, I experienced different realities, saw all kinds of different beings, and it just changed my whole entire life. My my biology is all different now. I have to eat different diets to be healthy, and it's totally crazy. And I've just been on like this super spiritual quest to figure out where to go, what's the truth, and what should I do. And I'm sifting through so much information, I just can't figure it all out.
Hey, by any chance, have you grabbed the books off the website? Because that has a lot of information. And by the way, welcome to the club, because a lot of us share in your experience. And, you know, a lot of us have had near-death experiences, and we're, you know, jumping dimensions and experiencing all, especially at night. We're having just crazy things happen at night lately. But
right in between the dream and wake state, I experience, I get a lot of messages, visuals, you know, stuff like that. It's very interesting to me, and I've experienced tons of paranormal activity. I get like lights going off and on around me sometimes, you know, things like that. And
yeah.
I'm just super excited.
Are you blowing out light bulbs and VCRs and things like that?
Well, light bulbs, like they'll turn on or off. Originally, when I came home from the hospital, I would drain batteries and change light bulbs a lot. It's faded out. What happened was my consciousness, I guess, I come to this afterwards. I didn't know what was happening to me, so I got a hold of it. I was letting fear get into me, and all this negative stuff started happening originally until I got a hold of everything and learned how to control it somewhat. And now I'm slowly trying to just work my way without, you know, hurting myself.
You know,
I wanted to come
out
to your camp, but due to school, I'm a student. I guess I'm going to have to wait till the springtime to come out there. So I'm just looking forward to coming out there and, you know, being a part of the whole group and experience.
Yeah, I highly advise the first thing you need to learn is how to heal unseen negative influences and find out who your main teacher and guide is, and we can help you with that. But when you get blown wide open like this and you don't have the tools, you know, in your belt and a connection with a higher being, it can really just, you know, throw you all over the place. And that same thing happened to me. And when I learned how to heal unseen negative influences, everything changed. And I could maintain my self-authority and continue to bring in very clear messages from the higher being, which I would love to hear if you want to share some of those. Definitely send me an email, because I would love to hear what, you know, what they're saying on the other side, and kind of see if it corresponds with a lot of information that we've been getting. I know people are, you know, getting visions and getting messages, you know, all over the world right now. And we always ask if you want to send those messages out or send them to us. And every once in a while, when I'm at the computer, which hasn't been that often lately, is I'll send them out over the list. But I always get permission and to share those with people, because a lot of people are having incredible visions and dreams, and, you know, seeing the future, and it's really good to share those, you know, with the rest of humanity.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I mean, I'm a person that a few years ago, I didn't, you know, I was like a mainstream person, totally scientific, technological, totally, you know, left brain, didn't believe in any of this crap, and then it just, the experience, I can't deny it now. It's like, and everything is one to me.
Yeah, same. I went to the same. I was actually in commercial real estate. I had my own office and people working for me, and, you know, I had the fancy cars, the big house, the boat, and the truck, everything you could think of. And I walked away from all of it after I had the near-death experience. I just couldn't function in that world anymore.
That's like me. I can't either. Everything seems like it's irrelevant.
Yeah, you know, everybody in this field, we're all spooks and weirdos and conspiracy nuts and things like that, and then all of a sudden I became one. You know? Kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
All
right,
anyway,
I'll let you go.
Good luck on your journey, and I would definitely check into the books, at least the first one, in Reunion with Source, because it has all those healing techniques and ways of keeping your energies clear, you know, so you don't get...
Yeah, I just ordered your book about a week and a half ago, I guess, or something like that. So that should be good. But I can't wait to come out there. If the weather was bad, I mean, better, I would come up there sooner.
Yeah. Well, definitely, yeah. We'll look forward to seeing you when you come up. Thanks for
calling. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it looks like we're about out of time, unfortunately. Been awesome getting back on the air and bringing this information out. Hope to hear from all of you that called in and anybody else that wants to send us emails. You can email us through the website. Just go to eSETI.org, and you can contact us through that website. And check out, you know, Michal Ledwith's work and some of the videos and the books there. And send them on, you know, for a Christmas present. You know, hey, I promoted myself, finally. I'm self-promoting. Oh, my God. But anyway, this is James Gillen with Edwish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Aloha. And see you back at the ranch. Bye.